the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, back to these shores, and with St. Patrick's weekend in full swing, the capital is full of people celebrating all things Irish. Maybe they'll be popping into pubs up and down the country. We called into one yesterday, a Dublin institution, Peter's Pub, just off Stephen's Green, which is calling last orders. It's up for sale as owner Enda Keogh ponders retirement.
Hello, Enda.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
How are you doing?
Lovely to see you.
Very nice
Thanks
to meet you.
Thanks a million for calling to Peter's Pub.
I'm not used to being in a bar this early in the morning.
It's after five somewhere in the world. You're all right.
So Peter's Pub has been here for how many years?
Since 1791.
1791. You haven't been there that long yourself.
I haven't been here that long. Might feel like it sometimes.
And you checked out when the buildings were built and
yes,
all of that. And has it been a kind of an inn or a shop or something like that since then?
It was built by a gentleman called Johnson in 1791. And the building that is the pub itself was built by him and the building next door. And he built the two of them. And he set one of his daughters up in business as a grocer stroke inn tavern. And the next one next door, which we purchased later and we knocked into, was number 2 Johnson Place. And that was drapers with living accommodation over both of them.
So if the walls could talk, as they say, and all of that.
I'm sure there'd be some great stories, all right?
So Peter's Pub, where did the name come from? Who was Peter?
My dad was Peter Keogh, and he was in the bar trade all his life. He started off way back working for his Uncle Joe, and then he went into the bar trade, he moved around and he leased pubs, and he bought Peter's Pub in the 70s.
And was it a case that he, having leased them and he knew a lot about it, he kind of wanted to own his own place?
Yes, yeah, that was always his ambition, and he was in the business all his life and served his time and worked his way up over the years, bought one eventually.
Is that a picture of him on the wall over there?
That's a picture of my dad, Peter, on the wall. And it's interesting when you look at it, because I think it's a lovely photograph of him. He's as happy as Larry, smiling behind the beer taps. And the beers have all changed dramatically since. But if you look over his shoulder, there's 3 or 4 shelves of cigarettes, be it packs of 10, packs of 20, on the shelves behind him, which is from the bygone era.
It's funny how quickly you forget until you see photographs like that of all the cigarettes and how it would have been.
Yeah, well, it's changed a lot on what we have to stock. In those days, my father used to keep snuff, razor blades and paracetamols or anodins. I don't know what they were, but Professor would hang over the other one, the great excuse that he needed blades for the morning. That's why he popped in for a drink on his way home.
He was well covered for all emergencies.
Oh, yeah.
There.
A customer used to come in here from Donnybrook one night, and he left rashers and sausages wrapped up under the bar counter. And I knew where he lived in Donnybrook, and I was cycling at the time. I said, if I cycle quickly, I'd catch him when he gets home. He was living with his daughter at the time. And when I got him going down the road, he got off the bus. I thought, this is great. Now, he sorted for his breakfast for the morning. And when I gave him them, he said, I've no excuse to get out now tonight, he said.
So with that connection, that's how you got into the bar business then, Enda?
Yeah, I worked with him. He was a great character to work with, and he had a great rapport with customers. He loved sport, and he liked going racing, and he loved having a flutter now and again. So he was very good to me all over the years, and we enjoyed working together. And, you know, if I needed to go off somewhere, he'd cover for me, or I'd cover for him if he was off or away or whatever.
When you were growing up, were you kind of curious about what Dad is doing and what that's all about?
When I was at school, and I used to come in and out in the evenings and help him occasionally, or work part-time at school holidays and things like that. And I always liked it. I always enjoyed it.
So when he set up this pub then, did you start working here from the very beginning?
Yeah, I would have been here originally when he bought it 50 years ago, yeah.
So you've been working here for 50 years?
Just coming up to 50 years, yeah. 49.
And you reckon it's sort of time now to have a rethink about that?
Well, I'm reviewing what I'm doing going forward. One or two things happened recently in the last couple of years, and they've made me reevaluate what I'm doing. I lost a very close friend and brother-in-law, and just other things, you know, than the next generation, and my children are lucky, they've all got good careers themselves and they don't have an interest in the business, and it's just different when you're hands on.
So 50 years behind the bar is a long time. I'm sure you've listened to an awful lot of conversations, shall we say, over those years.
Yeah, some fantastic conversations.
And some not so fantastic.
Generally, they're quite good. The really good ones always wipe out any of them that mightn't be so good.
Is it a bit hard after a while to listen to people who've had a fair bit on board and they might be enjoying themselves, but you're there, you're working, you're in your shirt and tie behind the bar and you're listening to a lot of old blather?
That's not blather, it's great fun. You hear some interesting stories. You have marvellous conversations with some customers. You make great friends over the years out of them.
Have you had some regulars who have been regulars for a long time?
Yes, I have, yeah. We've had people coming here since. There were people here that were here when we opened here. There were people here recently. A man came in to me recently when he heard I was thinking of moving, and he said, "I was here the night your father opened the pub, and I remember him being here." He's moved down the country, but he still calls to us now and again when he's in the city, and he was here. There was also a son of a gentleman who was here. He's moved to the country, and he was here with me recently and said that his folks had phoned him to tell him that the pub was up for sale, was going on the market, and he said he'd call in just to wish us well from his father and mother in the country. His father and mother actually met here.
You must have had quite a few well-known faces, celebrities in over the years.
Yeah, we've been very lucky over the years. We've had great celebrities and personalities in and out over the years.
Names there?
I don't like naming names. I don't think it's fair, because when they come in the door, they're treated as just very ordinary customers. They're given the customary welcome and that, but nobody makes a huge fuss of them. We've had a lot of sports people and celebrities and musicians and artists and different people over the years, politicians. But when they come in the door, we like to respect their space, and they sit down and have a cup of coffee or have a drink and enjoy their time here without being interfered with or anything like that.
You had a famous snooker player in here one time.
Was a snooker player, yeah, he was here. It was a very funny story. It was amusing because he was here with, I think she was his partner or a friend, but he wasn't sitting with them, she was with her friends, and he was sitting at the bar, and it was a Saturday afternoon, it was going back a few years, and one of the regulars here got chatting to him and asked him about playing a game of a frame or two of snooker, and he told him he'd only play for money. And he said, "Anyway, you won't get a table." He said, "I'll go down the street and I'll get a table." So he went down the street for the table, and then when he came back, the snooker player wanted to see the colour of his money because he'd only have playing for a bet. So the man had his girlfriend at the time hadn't arrived, and he asked me, could he borrow £20 from me? So he borrowed £20 from me, and he went off down. They were back in 5 minutes, three frames of snooker gone, and your man, anyway, he was happy. He'd had a game, snooker match against an ex-world champion, and he was delighted with himself. And when the snooker player left, he turned around and he gave me back the 20. And I said, "I thought you needed that. I thought, did he not take it off you?" He said he did, but when your man wouldn't give me the table in the snooker hall, I bet him 20 that I had your man to come down. And he collected his 20 from him.
He was on a win-win.
He was on a win-win situation.
He's probably making a fortune at Cheltenham as we speak. I see you have a lot of old whiskey mirrors up around the place as well, and a lovely print. Is that a Harry Kernoff print?
Yeah,
there, and
that's Harry Kernoff. My father would have known him, and we have three Harry Kernoff prints. Two of them are signed and they're nice. People come in to see them, they've heard about them, or Harry Kernoff was in a lot in the media recently, and there was a lot of people inquiring about them, coming in to see them.
And your father knew him, did he used to come into the bar?
Yeah, he used not here. My father was in Ryan's of Baggot Street, and he frequented Ryan's of Baggot Street years ago.
Beautiful old prints, and the mirrors are there as well.
Mirrors.
You've got some of the old names, Powers, Mitchells of Belfast.
They're old whiskey mirrors, and they're original. A couple of them are the original ones from the shop windows, from the fronts, and they're nice Powers ones. A couple more other ones. There's a Mitchells one, GWD, the Dublin Whiskey Distillery as well, amongst others.
So how will you feel about
no longer working here, retiring, and
it'll be a big change. You know, it's been, I've been here often 7 days a week, long hours and that, but I've really enjoyed it. It'll be a different life, I suppose, but I'm looking forward to doing other things. I've a family and we have the next generation coming along, so hopefully I'll have more time with them. I have a garden at home that needs a bit of work done to it, and I have a dog who takes plenty of walk, you know. And I enjoy sport, so I'll go rugby, golf and racing, really.
You see, I can see you're a kind of old-style professional barman who's had a 50-year career. Sometimes when I go into a pub now, there's three or four younger people behind the bar. They look very cool. You know, there's a lot of tats and there's a lot of kind of hair and there's a lot of stuff going on. And they look very cool the way they pull the pints, but they're unbelievably slow and they never seem to have an eye for who the next customer at the bar might be. Do you notice that change?
There might be a little bit of that. The trade might be a little bit over-reliant on part-timers or on unprofessional people. But having said that, if you go around town or even the suburbs, there are professional people, but no more so than any industry. There are people that are really good and want to make a career of it and do it really well.
Will there not be fewer of those now, Enda, people who are in it for the long haul?
There are people who dip in and out of it, but a lot of them actually progress through the trade and end up being involved in the business themselves, getting a share in a pub or becoming a manager and being involved.
And what do you think of the Dublin pub now and how it has changed? Over the years, there was a kind of an atmosphere in pubs. Sometimes the barman wouldn't be exactly cracking a load of jokes with you, but they'd be able to farm out the drink very effectively and very efficiently. Do you think a lot of the culture of pubs has changed in Dublin?
The drinking culture has changed, and I think the pub culture has changed with it. I think the smoking ban, despite at the time wondering whether it was going to be good in the long term, was probably very good. Pubs are much, much cleaner atmosphere, much cleaner place now. The people running them are probably a lot more professional, and the kind of drinking that goes on is probably a healthier style, that there's a lot more social drinking as opposed to the old thing we used to call them barflies, where fellas be sitting at the counter for the whole day drinking pints and watching the racing and smoking cigarettes.
So if there's one thing you're looking forward to most when you retire, what is that? Is it an early night?
No, I'm not an early bird. That's the one thing I'm definitely not. Having a bit of time to do what we want to do as a family, very important.
Well, the very best of luck with it, Enda. Enda Keogh of Peter's Pub, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you very much, Richard. Thank you. Cheers.